We're talking to Devin about Devin and Steven about the layers on that defense. It seems like they have Pro Bowl caliber guys on every level. How much of a challenge does that make it?
They really do. They've got good players at all three levels of their defense. You know, their statistics last year show that you know, they're a really, really good defense, tough to go against. I think they're very fundamentally sound in their approach. You don't see many mistakes on that side of the ball. So we certainly have our work cut out for us this week. We're going to need to play very well, especially on the road. You know, it's going to be important for us to communicate really well and to make sure that we're really on top of our game plan.
Four productive wide receivers, four productive running backs, Levine. How fun is it to play in this offense right now with these guys?
Well, you know, I really feel like we've got a lot of really good pieces on offense. It was a good start for us. You know, we played, you know, pretty good last week. Think we can play better. But it's just a start. You know, we've got to produce week in and week out. We haven't done that yet. So I think guys, you know, are in the right spot. I think we know that we can make the plays. But we know that it takes really good preparation and really good focus during the week in order to be able to do that.
Matt Jay just brought up the four receiver thing. You know, how did that work for you? And, you know, Dirksen, of course, you haven't done in the past because you had Tony. But talk about how that's going to work for you guys moving forward.
Well, I think it's good. You know, it was good for us in terms of the matchup last week. I think we'll see each week how it works for us in terms of matchups. But when you have those four guys out there, you know, they're all capable of making big plays at any time. And certainly, you know, the defense has to account for, you know, trying to play defense to cover those guys. So it was, you know, good for us last week, and hopefully it'll be good for us again this week. I'm sorry.
In that sense, you expect to see more zone from Cincinnati, and how you attack that?
Well, I think each scheme is different week to week, and Cincinnati's scheme is certainly different from what New Orleans is. You know, so they do play zone coverage, a lot of zone coverage, first and second downs, and mix in some man coverage on third down. So I expect them to kind of stay consistent with what they've done. I think that's been their MO as a defense since Marvin's been there. And they're very, very fundamentally sound in how they play. They have guys in the right spots. You do not see very many mistakes from their defense. So that means we're going to have to be on top of our plan.
Matt, a little more running from you than we're used to seeing. Is everything you expected, and you feel bigger and stronger than you ever have?
Well, I felt good. I mean, I guess the opportunities just presented themselves a little bit more this past week. But I've always felt like I've been able to extend plays when I need to and make some plays with my legs. And I think it just showed up a little bit more last week.